So earlier today, when I was working on the scripting for this podcast, I had originally thought that I was going to be dealing with the subject matter of depression. But I decided, you know what, that's kind of a darker way to go about this. So instead, you'll notice that this one is entitled Happiness. Reason being, I wanted it to be more positive. I wanted it to be a lot more uplifting. I wanted it to be something that maybe helped those of us out, like myself, who are maybe feeling a little bit under the weather for various reasons. Hi, I'm Mario, the Artisan Rogue. Welcome to my podcast. Well, and the reason I'm doing this about happiness is because, you know, it's so weird. I've spoken about this in some of my other podcasts. Social media can be one of those things where if once you're exposed to it, man, it can certainly drive you, you know, up or down, depending on how the general herd is feeling. And it was nice for a while to step back and deal with the things I had to deal with. Unfortunately for me, it wasn't necessarily the most positive thing at all. And I can get into that here in just a moment. But the reasoning behind this is also so that maybe I can put a couple of things out there that'll maybe brighten you guys up or, you know, help you guys deal with some stuff like that. Now, speaking from some personal experience, you know, the holidays in general, when I was a child, used to love it. I think I was very much in the zone of, hey, you know, there were things like, you know, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving or Christmas specials, or maybe getting to see members of my family that I hadn't seen in a while, or just even spending time at home, or just, you know, hell, being out from school. All that kind of stuff, and seeing the snowfall and that sort of thing was great. There's all kinds of memories that I have locked into that. I don't care if it was looking at the Sears Wish Book, or if it was talking endlessly to my sister or my brother about, you know, what we may or may not get or what was going to be coming on television, that sort of a thing. And I you know, I distinctly remember, since that was back in the 80s, you know, there wasn't an internet at all that I was even aware of. And, you know, you kind of had a closer circuit that, you know, your happiness could kind of rebound in. Now, sure, there was always things like the evening news or stories or things that would happen, but they seemed so much more isolated. And, you know, if the incidents weren't, you certainly were. Now, the reason why this is coming to bear is, you know, I can open up a little bit about this today, which is actually, I'm a fairly introverted person, so this isn't anything that I normally share, but, you know, I had felt like, well, you know, with these sort of things, this is part and parcel, very much a part of who I am, and that these are things that are somewhat important to me, that affect how I do art, how I manage in life, and what it's like to kind of go through these things. So hopefully I won't bore you guys too much with this sort of thing. You know, we had managed to get a couple of days off from where I work at Hallmark, which was nice. I had actually ended up using some of my personal time off on two horrendously bad days of being sick. Still getting over that and still haven't used the cough button here on this podcast, so I'm not, you know, annoying you guys with that. But during that time, I had a couple of things happen. One of my dogs had developed a heart murmur a few months back, and unfortunately, she had also gone into heart failure. And, you know, tried to do the best that was available, you know, medications and all that. And to be quite frank, this morning I had to say goodbye to her. Never easy, never gets any easier. I've had a multitude of, I can't even really call them pets, companions over the years. And as I've gotten older, and I've had them longer, and I've had more responsibilities for them, they become that much more dear to me. And it was one of those things where, and I'm certain that, you know, quite a few of you out there have probably been down this road before, you know, it's a quality of life thing. And I was like, you know, wow, that's happy freaking birthday to me. Because you see, like I mentioned, you know, this was my birthday. I woke up and, you know, I wondered, you know, the previous night I had spent sleeping next to my dog on the floor. And I had a feeling that, you know, that was that was probably, you know, her way of saying goodbye. And I can, you know, I can speak with some reassurance and maybe a little bit more. You probably don't hear a lot of sorrow in my voice right now. Not only because I'm trying to look at it from the best positive light, you know. She made it 15 years, you know. Hell of a dog, hell of a dog. I've been really blessed and very, very lucky and grateful that the vast majority of my animals, from ferrets to cats to dogs, have all lived very long lives. I'm extremely anal retentive with their health and their well-being, more so than I am with my own. She was certainly a very special dog. But in lieu of that, you know, I had that to deal with and all of that sort of thing going on. And then I had, you know, one of my parents that was going through some medical issues that thankfully didn't come back as anything too serious. But for a while it looked like there was going to be a very, very bad storm cloud of things happening for them. And luckily, on another situation, my brother-in-law actually ended up getting a kidney. And the reason why I'm celebrating that is because the man is very dear to me. He's my brother-in-law. And he had been on the waiting list for a comparable kidney for many years. And so needless to say, that was wonderful. I mean, you know, when I look back at the last couple of days, I try to remember, you know, Thanksgiving is, and the reason why I brought this up earlier with the whole social media thing, you're going to get a lot of people out there lambasting one another over, you know, increasingly stupid memes and imagery and things about, you know, the first Americans, Native Americans, Vikings, pilgrims, racial animosity, and for God's sake, the Black Friday stupidity happening today with people fighting over a toaster, people stealing things. I used to go to those. I remember that the last one I went to was actually with my brother, and we had turned it into a little bit of a job, or at least I did. He had gone looking for some, I believe it was PlayStation 3 games or something. I really don't keep up with the current consoles, much more of a retro gamer myself, but you know, in typical fashion, I can't really take those things very seriously. I think it's, you know, maniacally insane, you know. Although I'll be one of the first people to be waiting in line for Star Wars and that kind of thing, and I certainly did it with Toys R Us. You know, a lot of people, if you took the time, you know, to realize just how those sales work, you know, I mean, those sort of things happen all year long. But it's something driven. Even the businesses don't like doing it anymore, but it's become almost tradition, and it's almost expected, and they don't want to look bad, like, well, Target didn't open tonight, but Walmart was open. And the thing is, I really don't enjoy the fact of having anybody else wait hand and foot on me, essentially, which is what it is. They have to be there. They have to be there usually for lower rates and wages, and you know, they don't get a chance to maybe hang out with their family. And you know, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of people out there that would much rather work because they have nothing else to do or don't really care either way. Or they just need to, you know, make a living and pay bills. But I remember last year whenever we were, they had these different, you know, and if any of you have ever been to any of the insanity of Black Friday, they would have these little pockets of people standing around with the, you know, video games in one area, VCRs are over in Derry or whatever the case is. And I recall that he was trying to find an Assassin's Creed game is what I believe it was, but it was over in another particular section where they had refrigeration. And I remember that there was this huge mad rush of people trying to grab, and they had two ladies in the front, and I remember everybody was just hollering like they wanted this game or they wanted the NBA this or that sort of thing, and I was like, hey, over here, and I'm hollering, and she was like, yes, sir, can I help you? I was like, yes, I need some of that pepper jack, Sargentos, make it the Sargentos. I remember the look on their face and everybody else around me like, What is up with this guy? And I really did. I bought the cheese. I'm not gonna joke with it. I love cheese. And she was like, you're serious? I was like, yes, the cheese. Come on, hey, cheese. I nachos are waiting. I got nachos waiting. Give me some cheese. And she handed me the cheese. And I'm like, woohoo! Cheese. Yes, I got my cheese. Black Friday cheese. I was so happy. I actually bought it. I remember I must have been the only person that night that actually bought groceries. Everybody else was completely that crazy over, like, you know, all the electronics, all the other sorts of, you know, crazy things you can get that night. I got cheese. And that's kind of how I'll interact and react to things that probably have a little bit of a dampening or darker sort of thing to them, you know. But, you know, aside from something like Black Friday, which, you know, is one of the reasons why I do tend to get depressed because of the commercialization of a lot of the holidays, you know, that everything's all tinsel and turkey and all this other sort of thing, and we tend to put so much of a social embargo on that sort of thing, and to me, it's like, shouldn't you just be I mean, look, although I lost my dog, you know, I'm grateful that I was able to spend one very sleepless but very close and happy, you know, evening before she left. And, you know, I'm happy that, you know, that the other members of my family that could have had some issues didn't have anything go wrong. And so I took the time to contact them and to reach out to them and to spend time with them. Because that's really what it comes down to, and that's what makes me happy. Now, I understand that there's other people out there that don't maybe spend as much time with their family, or they're estranged, or maybe they're a little lonely, or they don't have that sort of thing there. And I get that. I do get that. I don't have a lot of people that I'm close to outside of my own family and people that are dear to me. I really don't. I have a fairly small cadre of people that I truly get along with and trust wholeheartedly. Not many of them live that close to me. But, so one of the things that I've also managed to do is, I try to remember the things, maybe either in the past or the things that I'm looking forward to in the future, that'll help me battle a lot of the things I go through, my seasonal depression that happens every year. A lot of things would be like, well, for me personally, I look forward to, well, you know, what can I do to plan and to prepare for, you know, forthcoming comic shows or other efforts or maybe hopeful projects that I have with, you know, interesting people that I've met recently or introduced myself to this past year, you know, or anything else like that. And what sort of endeavors can I go into? And the really wonderful thing is that, you know, this, like I said before, I am a fairly introverted person when it comes down to it. But I've forced myself to open up, because the thing is, the thing about depression is, I've always categorized it as an invisible monster. And it really is. It's literally, you know, Booze Sully in the closet. It's one of those things where it creeps up on you when you least expect it. And for some people, you know, you do let a horrible scream, you know, and it's probably the most silent scream internally. And the thing is that that monster is only afraid or pushed away by a few things, and that's you being able to pull up fearlessness and show that you have some measure of control. And you see, the reason for that is because if you're capable of even getting the smallest things in order. And I don't care if it could be something as simple as, man, I really wish I had the time to go to my kitchen and organize my Rolodex of soups. Seriously. Because it's those little things, it's those sort of things that keep me going. Maybe it's something as simple as, you know, okay, here's a good example. I have an app on my phone for all of my Copic markers. And for those of you that don't know what those are kind of a higher-end marker, and I am that much of an obsessed OCD kind of person that I actually have an app. It's a wonderful app, not official, but it's a cool one, that where I can actually figure out, like, which ones I need spare parts for and refills and that sort of thing. That calms me down. Now, that isn't going to work for everybody, and not everybody loves markers as much as I do. But there's got to be small little things that you can make either lists of or accomplishments of every day that can help you get past these kinds of things. Maybe it's not even that. Maybe you don't want to mess with that sort of thing. Maybe that just that sort of, you know, little compensations don't really add up to anything. So what you can do is you can try and look at other things that are maybe a little bit bigger. Maybe they're slightly larger projects. For me, it's also making personal art. There are bits of artwork and stuff that I do not photograph, that I don't really do very much with. Sometimes just a quick sketch in a sketchbook. I have a couple sketchbooks that will never see the light of day. And some of them I've just gone and recycled. And the main reason is because a lot of it was just working through some, you know, maybe some personal issues or some insecurities, or, you know, maybe some of them are skeletons in the closet and other kinds of little demons that run around in our heads. I mean, those are the little shadowy things that we have to deal with that, you know, are the allies of depression. And not trying to get too, you know, metaphorical or very meta on you, but those are things that are very, very present when that's happening. And it is very hard to define it, but if you can try and not walk past your depression, but walk alongside it and understand that the best thing you can possibly do is try and reinvent your efforts by maybe focusing on your goals, your immediate projects, you know, your family or your friends, then you're going to be much more capable of not only being a more productive individual, but a happier person. I mean, you know, sometimes it's even the things that last longer. I know that gardening is a real big love of mine. I haven't been able to do it in a few years. It's really been bugging me. Good God, I've got the area to do it in. I've even got garden boxes. The problem has been sheer laziness. Some of it's been depression and laziness together. And there's really no excuse for that. It's the one thing that, with just a minimal amount of work, if I do it right, it'll reap big rewards, and I'll feel much better about it. In the long term, end up saving some money, learn some new skills like canning vegetables, that sort of thing. But even if that's not your thing, you know, think about it for a bit. What are the things that you really do enjoy doing? What are the things that have maybe been at the back of your mind that have been just scratching away at you, that are literally sitting there spoon-feeding any bad feelings or any level of depression that you have? When you can be honest and look at yourself in the mirror, or look at that list that you've written down and understand those are the things that you can do to overcome that, then you're already winning. I mean, it's the old adage on G.I. Joe, you know, what is it? Knowing is half the battle. And I'm already feeling better in just this podcast. So for myself, this is a catharsis for me. It at first was going to be very much a sort of technical rundown sort of thing, but I found that as I've been able to get more of this sort of thing out, it helps me think and live better because I've gotten these things out. Now, true, certainly these podcasts are also meant to be somewhat informative, somewhat entertaining, and that sort of thing. But this is also a very personal voyage for myself, where over time I open up about more things and I talk about more things on these. And this was something where, yeah, this morning I was a complete wreck. And when the original idea to do this came about, I was completely emo-ridden. I was just two steps away from breaking out my old Cured, you know, CDs and listening to that and, you know, writing crappy goth poetry. Literally, that's where I was this morning. I was absolutely a complete mess. And I've been that way for a little while, but it just coalesced into this high pinnacle of just crap this morning. But I also have been thinking to myself, I have to look at the positives for so many things. My dog isn't in pain anymore. You know, my other family members are doing fine. And I try to focus on that aspect because there's too many things in this world. And you guys know this. All of you listening to this know this. Listen to any news outlet. I don't care if it's Fox News or NPR. I don't care if it's, or what was once a very good thing, The Daily Show, or it's something else like, you know, Hardline. Whatever it is, you're going to hear all kinds of different facets. You're going to see all kinds of crazy information come across. I don't care if you're at the mall. I don't care if you're at your bar. That sort of thing can overwhelm anybody. And after a while, the real bad issue becomes when we shut down, not just for ourselves, but for our fellow beings. I mean, when you just stop caring, you think that, it, you know, really you're trying to insulate yourself. But the problem is that once we insulate ourselves, we start to suffocate ourselves. And It's that old saying of dividing and conquering. And when, especially when I've had to remember, you know, a lot of times, like, when I'm talking to people, you know, there's that whole thinking process of, you know, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows the crap that I've seen that I'm going through. You know what? This is true, but we all damn well know that we also don't know what is going on with the other person. And quite frankly, you know, one of the most heartbreaking examples of this, and I'll end with this. When I was younger, I loved the show Mork and Mindy. And years later, I got back into listening to Robin Williams' comedy after he portrayed the genie in the movie Aladdin. And I've always loved his humor. It was always manic, insane, and it made me laugh. And hell no, I've not really been able to forgive him for taking his life. And yeah, there was a little bit of a time in there where I thought, God damn it, dude, that was really selfish. You left a lot of people behind. But how selfish of that is it for me? Because I don't know what that man was going through. I don't know. I was a fan of his. I'm highly dubious in thinking that even maybe his family members knew what he was going through. And the thing is that sometimes it's the happiest or the most quiet people that are the most in pain, that are the ones that are going through the worst things. You're going to get a lot of people out there that love to complain, that love to play the victim, that love to, you know, make their lives seem a lot, you know, worse than they are. And you've also got a fair amount of people out there that, this is especially true, you know, on social media, especially Facebook, where, you know, yeah, you've got the people that are very positive, and that's a good thing that, you know, they're genuinely trying to focus on good, positive things. And then there's other people that do really hard to, you know, provide this ideology that, my God, my life is so awesome, you know, whether it's, you know, I just got done doing the most amazing amount of workout time ever, or I just got done making the most amazing lasagna ever. Fantastic. That's great. You know what? I used to work out all the time, too. I used to make great lasagna, you know? And if you want to brag about it, that's great. That's your Facebook. There's no problem with that. But I also think that there's a certain level of artificiality and a certain level of expectancy that we're putting out there, because Facebook isn't really the land of 100% honesty, and it's never going to be, because you're basically putting a show on for people. And unfortunately, all shows start with the opening of a curtain, and we really don't know who's waiting in the wings of the stage. Well, a lot of times, it's all the issues you have. A lot of times, it's all these problems. It's all these other things that wear you down. And a lot of times, that show curtain is made up of things that could take away your happiness. So, from the bottom of my heart, I'm saying, I hope all of you that are listening had a great and wonderful and fantastic Thanksgiving holiday. Even if it was really crappy, I'm hoping that something I said or something that somebody told you made you smile and made you remember that, you know, it doesn't rain all the time. The sun does come back out. And it's raining like hell here in Missouri. So I'm literally living through this metaphor right now. It's cold, it's icy, it's crappy, and normally I love this kind of weather. Just not today. And I hope that if anything comes out of this, you know, and any one of you feel like you need somebody to talk to, please, if I'm at a show, come up. Talk to me. I'm a very personable person. And I love to hear stories. I love to hear all kinds of things from people. If it's something else where you guys want to reach out, email me, mario@mariomora.net. I always look forward to that sort of thing. I've gotten to know quite a few of you guys online. I've built up some great, you know, growing friendships and acquaintances that it's wonderful. And I'm learning so much from so many people, and getting new life views on things that I'd never really expected before. And so I want to also say thank you to all of you that have listened and that have helped me out over time, because you're making me a better person just by having all of you guys in my life. And that's just immeasurable for me. I mean, it really is. Beyond any art sales, beyond anything like that, you know, that's just an amazing thing. And that's some of the stuff that I hope to repay back. I do have a Patreon account that I've set up. It's not actually completely active. I mean, it's going, but I haven't really been advertising it yet. I'm really hoping to push hardcore into that starting in January. And I've got some other efforts and some other projects and some other things coming up that I'm hoping to redouble my efforts. And you guys should be seeing some really interesting and cool things coming out for me this year. Mainly, it's going to be less and less of what I touched on before. It's not going to be as much of the popular kind of, you know, maybe fan art or more mass market kind of stuff. It's going to be a lot more personal projects. It's going to be a lot more independent-minded sort of productions and publications. I found, you know, that that's the sort of thing that's really been speaking to me lately. So, you know, thank you again for, you know, you guys really keeping me in good spirits and helping me out on things like that. So, I guess I'll go ahead and end this. Thank you again so much, guys, for listening. And feel free to contact me with any other subject matters or ideas or comments or criticisms. I love them all. Thank you so much. And until next time, be kind to your fellow beings. Remember, you know, try to smile no matter what. You know, life does get better. And we'll see you next time.